This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A check-in now on the pork industry. African swine fever wiping out millions of pigs in China, and that's happening. It's starting to ripple through the global supply chain. The disease doesn't affect humans, but it's deadly to hogs and doesn't have a cure. And some are warning the shortage there will push up prices in the U.S., Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
There are estimates China may have lost up to 55% of its pork supply to African swine fever. That's over 200 million pigs. Christine McCracken is the senior protein analyst at Rabobank.
You're talking about a supply larger than the entire European pork industry, or nearly double that of the U.S. That's what's been lost so far.
There aren't enough pigs in the world to make up for China's losses, and the losses are expected to get worse, so prices will likely go up for pork. Now, this could be an opportunity for American pork producers, but
we're still facing upwards of 62-63% tariff going into the countries.
Michael Neveu is an economist at the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Even with that in place, China has been purchasing huge amounts of pork going into the country, far more than they have in the last several years, just because they're really in desperate need of pork.
And with China willing to shell out cash for American pork, bacon will eventually get more expensive here. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.